A senior United Nations official says there is evidence of widespread human rights violations in the Ivory Coast. At a news conference in Geneva, the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Carolyn McCaskey, told journalists she would stress the need to protect civilians from abuse when she meets government and rebel leaders during an upcoming visit to Ivory Coast. Undersecretary General McCaskey says she is concerned about many things related to the Ivory Coast civil war. One of her main worries, she says, is for the safety and protection of civilians.
We have a classic conflict situation where civilians seem to have lost their rights in the face of the rebel advances. We are already hearing stories of human rights abuse. There's certainly evidence of human rights abuses. And we are concerned that, as usual, the insurgents have very little awareness of international humanitarian law. We're also concerned about issues of sexual abuse, rapes, and the abduction of children, child soldiers.
As the UN Secretary General's personal envoy, Ms. McCaskey leaves on a three-week mission Friday to Ivory Coast and neighboring West African countries. During her trip, she says she will explore the idea of putting United Nations observers on the ground to monitor the human rights situation. She says she also will try to persuade the rebels to let aid workers reach many thousands of needy people in the western and northern parts of the country, which are currently blocked by rebel forces. The UN official estimates that the fighting has displaced more than 1 million Ivorians. In addition, she notes tens of thousands of terrified Liberian refugees are in need of protection and humanitarian assistance. She says there has been a serious deterioration in the quality of life in Ivory Coast. But Ms. McCaskey notes the potential collapse of Ivory Coast is also seriously affecting the economies of neighboring countries and threatens to destabilize the region.
We're worried about incursions from Liberia. We're worried about destabilization in some of the neighbors, the whole question of the impact on Guinea, and certainly the economic impact on Mali and Burkina and Niger is potentially very serious. Remittances from foreign workers, Malian foreign workers in Côte d'Ivoire, represented a very high percentage of the cash receipts of the Mali budget. So without that, it's major loss.
The UN Undersecretary General says the fact that the two Western rebel groups signed onto the Ivory Coast ceasefire agreement Monday is good news. She hopes this will clear a major obstacle to gaining access to civilians in the combat zone and protecting their human rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.